Welcome to this week's episode of FTR's Weekly Trucking Update podcast, hosted by Avery Weiss. Join Avery each week as he dissects everything from market trends to economic indicators to explore how these factors are shaping the trucking landscape. Download the graphics package at ftrintel.com/podcasts. And feel free to use those slides as you defend your transportation thought leadership within your own company. So, buckle up as we embark on a journey through the dynamic and ever-changing world of trucking. And now, here's your host, Avery Weiss.
Welcome to FTR's Weekly Trucking Market Update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 260 for the week of April 15th, 2024. Before we start, a reminder that you can download a PDF with graphics related to this discussion. However, there is a new URL for that. It is ftrintel.com/trucking-podcast. We'll start this week with diesel prices, which in the latest week declined by the most since February. The national retail average price of on-highway diesel fell 4.6 cents to $4.15 a gallon during the week ended April 15th. Prices were down in all but one region, New England, although the increase there was barely more than half a cent. Nationwide, diesel prices are just over 10 cents a gallon lower than they were during the same week last year. Although crude prices are at about their highest level since October, they are stable for now. After closing on April 5th at its highest price since late October, West Texas Intermediate has barely moved. It has closed between $85 and $87 a barrel in every trading session since April 2nd. You might have expected the expanded conflict in the Middle East to have created upward pressure, but so far that hasn't happened. It could be that it's because of one of the benefits of the rise in domestic production over the last decade, which makes us considerably less vulnerable to Mideast turmoil when it comes to crude prices. Okay, let's talk about the spot market for truck freight during the week ended April 12th, which was week 15 of the year. The total broker posted rate in the truck stop system during the week basically recovered its small decline during the week before. Dry van and flatbed spot rates increased while refrigerated rates decreased. Flatbed rates were at their highest level since early July. Refrigerated rates were about half a cent higher than the week 9, but otherwise were the lowest in just under a year. Total load volume barely moved and has been above comparable 2023 levels for 5 straight weeks. Okay, let's look more closely, starting with rates. Total broker posted rate edged up just over a penny after easing just under a cent during the prior week. Rates were up, were down 2% below the same week last year, but that is the least negative year-over-year comparison since July of 2022. Rates were 3% below the five-year average. Looking at individual equipment types, dry van spot rates increased just over 2.5 cents after falling about 4 cents previously. They were 2.4% above the same week last year, which is the strongest year-over-year comparison for dry van rates since April of 2022. And in fact, only 2 weeks since then have seen rates at all higher year-over-year. That occurred in January during the winter weather event. Dry van rates were 6% below the five-year average, however. Refrigerated spot rates declined more than a penny after falling about 7 cents during the prior week. Rates were 1% above the same week last year, but more than 6% below the five-year average. And flatbed spot rates increased about 2 cents after easing 6-tenths of a cent in the previous week. They were nearly 3% below the same week last year and about 4% below the five-year average. Okay, let's look at volume. Total load activity eased by just 6-tenths of a percent. That was after falling about 3% in the prior week. Volume was up nearly 10% from the same week last year, but almost 24% below the five-year average. Dry van loads increased more than 4%. Volume was less than 3% above the same 2023 week, but nearly 19% below the five-year average. Refrigerated loads increased nearly 4%. Volume was about 2% below the same week last year and about 33% below the five-year average. And flatbed loads declined just under 4%. Volume was nearly 18% higher than the same week last year, but about 18% below the five-year average. Okay, let's move on to the monthly indicators. We'll start with retail sales, which look a bit stronger than they did a month ago. In current dollars, retail and food service sales increased 0.7%, seasonally adjusted in March, and the Census Bureau revised earlier January and February estimates upward by about 0.5%. Adjusted for inflation, sales were up 0.3% in March, following an upwardly revised 0.5% increase in February. On a year-over-year basis, current dollar sales were up 4%. However, real retail and food service sales were only 0.5% higher than they were in March of last year. The biggest gainer for the month was non-store retail, which was up 2.7%. Gasoline station sales were up just over 2%, although that principally was due to higher prices, of course. The largest decreases were in relatively small categories, such as sporting goods and related stores, and clothing stores. Electronics and appliance stores and department stores each saw decreases of more than 1% month over month. Year over year, non-store retail was the leader by far and more than 11% up. Those seeing gains of more than 5% year over year were restaurants and bars, miscellaneous store retailers, and general merchandise. The largest negative comparison year over year was furniture and home furnishing stores, at a decline of just over 6%. Other significant year-over-year decreases include sporting goods and related stores and department stores. Since we're already talking sales, it makes sense to talk inventories. In general, inventories were leaner relative to sales across the supply chain as the ratio of inventories to sales fell for all of the top-level categories, manufacturing, wholesale, and retail. The manufacturing inventories to sales ratio fell to its lowest level since September. The wholesale ratio declined to 1.34, which also was lowest since September. Wholesale inventories relative to sales are roughly back to where they were before the pandemic. And the total retail inventories to sales ratio eased to 1.32, mostly due to automotive. Excluding motor vehicles and parts, the ratio held at 1.17, which is historically lean, as is the overall retail ratio. Much of the rest of the podcast is about pricing, and we will start with consumers. Consumers in March saw no relief in the slight acceleration in pricing they had experienced in February. The consumer price index for all items rose 0.4% month over month. That matched the increase in the prior month. Pricing gains had been milder since September for the most part, although August and September had been outliers in a generally tamer environment for inflation. One relative constant had been rising prices for shelter. Although moderation and other costs mostly have offset those gains for more than a year, gasoline prices typically have tipped the scales in favor of higher overall prices in months where the CPI has been stronger. In March, increases in shelter and gasoline accounted for more than half the increase in the consumer price index for all items. Over the last 12 months, the all items index increased 3.5%. That's up from 3.2% in February. The latest 12-month change was the highest since September. The CPI, excluding the volatile food and energy sectors, like the overall CPI, rose 0.4% month over month. That matched the increases in January and February. The 12-month change for the CPI, less food and energy, was 3.8%, which matched February's 12-month change for the lowest comparison since April of 2021. Consumer inflation is an important factor for freight transportation, at least in a couple of respects. Obviously, most directly, higher inflation reduces consumers' purchasing power. Also, because the Federal Reserve fights inflation by raising interest rates that also increase costs for both consumers and the businesses. And speaking of businesses, let's look at pricing in the supply chain. Unlike consumer prices, price increases at the producer level decelerated in March. The producer price index for final demand increased 0.2% month over month, which is the smallest gain since the PPI actually dipped 0.1% in December. The March producer price index increase is fully attributable to a 0.3% gain in prices for final demand services. The index for final demand goods was down 0.1%. The PPI increased more than 2% for 12 months ended in March, and it was the largest increase since April. Excluding food, energy, and trade services, the producer price index also increased 0.2% after rising 0.3% in February. The 12-month change was 2.8%. The tiny decrease in final demand goods followed a 1.2% increase in February and was attributable to a drop in energy prices. The month-over-month gains in the PPIs for freight transportation services were mostly small. One exception was the index for freight transportation arrangement or freight brokerage that fell 3.5% in March after rising 3.4% in February. The freight brokerage index was down 0.8% year over year, which is actually the strongest comparison it has seen since August of 2022. The general freight truckload index was down 6.5% year over year, while the LTL index was up 5.2% year over year, which is the strongest comparison since February of last year. The index for long-distance specialized trucking improved to a 6.9% increase year-over-year, while the rail intermodal PPI held at minus 7.3% year-over-year. Aside from freight transportation services pricing, another indicator of interest is the index for commercial auto insurance premiums that rose for the third straight month and was up 2.1% year-over-year. The index for insurance premiums in commercial auto generally has been rising since April of last year, and the year-over-year increase is the largest since December of 2019. That benchmark is notable because a sharp run-up in insurance premiums during 2019 was a significant factor in the increase in trucking failures that year. As you will see if you download the PDF for this podcast, the rise in insurance premium pricing hasn't been as dramatic over the last year as it was in 2019, but it is substantial, and it does raise the question of whether insurance costs might finally be that trigger for an exit of trucking capacity that is faster than what we've been seeing. Rising insurance prices logically also could mean fewer new carriers, and that brings us to the last topic this week, which is Census Bureau data on the creation of new businesses. Total U.S. business applications generally have been declining on a seasonally adjusted basis since October, but they held steady month over month in March. Applications were down more than 5% year over year, which is the weakest comparison since June of 22. Applications for new businesses within the transportation and warehousing sector fell 4.7% in March for the largest drop since May of last year. The level of new applications was the lowest for transportation and warehousing since December 2020. While the Census Bureau data does not report more granular data, trucking is the industry most likely to move the transportation and warehousing figures significantly on a month-to-month basis. It is followed far behind, I would imagine, by support activities for transportation, which includes freight brokerage, towing, and other businesses related to transportation. Okay, let's recap some key takeaways for the week. Diesel prices saw their largest weekly decline since February. Total spot rates recovered the loss from the prior week. Retail sales rose in March after an upward revision of the February estimate. Inventories tightened relative to sales throughout the supply chain. Consumer inflation was sticky in March due to fuel and shelter. Producer-level inflation decelerated as pricing for goods eased. The producer price indexes for freight transportation services were mostly stable. Prices for commercial auto insurance premiums continued to rise, and transportation business applications fell in March. Next week, we'll examine industrial production and manufacturing output, residential construction, and sales of existing homes. We will also recap the week in diesel prices and the spot market for truck freight as usual. That's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update, episode 260 for the week of April 15th, 2024. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we hope you will join us next week.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Trucking Update podcast with Avery Weiss. Be sure to check out FTR's additional complimentary market coverage at ftrintel.com/state-of-freight-today.